Jesus Christ.
Okay, so my name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is 3:33 in the morning on Friday, the 10th of July. Could you please just tell us your full name, your date of birth, and where you've come from?
My name's Ben Martin, and I was born on the 5th of the 2nd, 1987, and I've come from Winchester.
So how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I think it's going to be cold, because I'm going to have my top off. But I'm really excited. It's a really great opportunity to do something in the middle of London. It's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Why are you going to have your top off?
It's part of a performance which we did at university, and it's part of our company called Seedsay. So it's just part of a performance, and it's me rising with the sunshine. So hopefully the sun will start coming up somewhere through the performance. So yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about a company you just mentioned? What was that called?
It's me and my friend Natalie Adams. We formed the company last year. It's called Seedsow, and it's a physical theatre performance company. And we're just trying to get our performance company up and starting. We've just got our website, which is www.seedsow.co.uk, and we've applied for festivals in Europe. And it's really going really well. It's really exciting. So
will you be using the plinth as a way of promoting
your
work?
Yeah, I've got it written across my back. So yeah, hopefully maybe someone will notice and go on the website and check it out. Yeah.
What do you do exactly with your company?
Our notion of the company is realizing the body, which is a notion which we thought about over the last year. It's to do with realizing the potential of the body to communicate with other people. That's what the company is all about, really.
So what first inspired you to take part in this project?
It was one of my lecturers sent me the email through university. I just jumped at the opportunity because it's just amazing. I think I applied on the first day that I got the email, because it's Anthony Gormley and it's the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square. So yeah.
So how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
It was amazing, because Natalie applied too and she didn't get a place the first time around. So I was really happy and she was really sad. She's here to support me, and yeah, it's really nice.
So are you a fan of Anthony Gormley?
I know some of his work. In Winchester Cathedral there's a statue of his, the Angel of the North, and I think there's some at the beaches in Cornwall, I think. I'm not too sure. But yeah, I know some of his work. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you wanted to promote the awareness of the body and how to use it. What exactly will you be doing up on the plinth?
It's quite a slow performance. I'll be lying on the ground and then slowly rising up, so rising with the sunshine, and then going back and then starting again. Every time it should take 20 minutes for me to actually rise to standing, so it's going to be quite hard work. So I think I'm going to run around the square to warm up, like 15 minutes or something, warm up first. So yeah.
Why have you chosen to do that?
I was going to let off balloons, but someone's done that already. So we decided that it would be best to do something from the performance that we've done already. And also it's just a really good way of promoting the company. And it's something that's close to my heart as well, because I made it myself. And it's to do with my family and it's to do with me. So it's really nice for me to do. Yeah.
So you mentioned that you've done this before. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a bit about when you've already done this?
We organised a showcase for our work at the university. We invited professionals and directors and stuff to come and see it. And we performed, it was two performances. It was this performance and another one which we made up called Our Euphoria, which we performed on the 10th of April. Yeah, at the University of Winchester. So.
So you mentioned that you had created this for your family as well. Who would you say that you're doing this for now on the plinth?
Well, I'm taking my granddad's shoes up there. My granddad died last year. So yeah, I'm going to do it for him, I think. So it's quite special. And it's probably going to be quite emotional, which is quite scary as well, because I'm right up on the top of the plinth and everyone's going to see me. But that's fine.
Happens. Do you have family watching?
My mum said she might wake up, but I think she's been working all day. So I'm not too sure. But, yeah.
And what do you hope will happen when you're up there?
Well, I'll be lying down at first, so I hope that people won't actually be able to see me. So on the ground, they won't be able to see me. And then as I start to rise up, they'll be able to see me coming up off the ground, obviously, which will be really interesting because it will look like there's no one there from the ground. But I hope it's a good experience. It should be. Just hope I'm too cold.
What kind of impact do you hope to make by doing this?
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. So I'm not sure what impact it will make. Obviously, through the internet and through Sky Arts, maybe some people recognise that I've got the website on my back. And also, I think it's just for me, really, as well, because it's something that's about me and about my family and my granddad and stuff. It's just a really nice thing to do for me and for other people to share with me as well, which is nice.
You've spoken about your family quite a lot. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your family and why it is you've got this wonderful relationship that you keep describing with them?
Well, my granddad, I live in the countryside back home. My granddad was a gardener and he taught me quite a lot about gardening and the soil and just the earth. And yeah, he was just a really good man. And yeah, it's just really nice because I made the performance and it was an autobiographical performance, obviously, and I made it with him in mind all the way through and with my family in mind and my roots, is like where I come from and stuff. So it's quite nice to bring a part of me from home to the middle of London. Yeah, and I want nature to be involved with it as well because we're in a very kind of industrial kind of cityscape. And it's nice to bring a bit of nature into the city, which is...
So what would you say is important to you in relation to what you're doing on the plinth?
It's important that I'm not rushing any of the movement and that the movement is coming from a place of emotion and a place of true movement, so it's not forced and it's not choreographed. It comes from wherever it needs to come from at the time. Yeah, I think that's what's important to me, that it's not coming from a place where it's forced. It just comes naturally. Yeah.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Not to this extent. But obviously I've performed before and I've studied performing arts. Yeah, and over the last 3 years it's just really opened my eyes to what you can do with performance and how many potential performance types there are. So I've not really done this kind of scale before, but it's really exciting to do this kind of thing in the middle of London. So,
are you interested in other kinds of performance art?
Yeah, I'm interested in visual art. We went to the Tate Gallery today, which was amazing, because I've never been there before, and I love art, and just to see these works of art in front of me was really amazing. I was quite gobsmacked, really. Yes, I'm really interested in visual art and live art, music. Yeah.
Do you perform in any other kind of way, or?
Not really. It's mainly physical theatre. I do try and do a bit of painting now and then when I've got time. Yeah, I would like to play an instrument, but I used to play a lot of instruments, like on and off when I was little, but I never really stuck to it because I was a bit of a kind of scatty child, so I never really stuck to one instrument. I think my teachers used to get a bit frustrated with me, so yeah.
So we've spoken a little bit about your hopes of how it'll go when you grow up there. Have you got any fears or concerns of anything that might happen?
Not really. I'm a bit scared that I might get cramp in my feet because it's quite a slow performance. And I'm scared that afterwards my back's going to really hurt and that I'm going to get really cold. But that's fine. I'll just have a nice hot bath tomorrow morning. I haven't got to go to work. So yeah, it should be fine.
Part of the interview is to get an idea of the people who were going up on the plinth and what they're doing and why they're doing it, and to get a portrait of the UK. If you had to describe yourself or paint a picture of yourself in words, how would you do that?
Oh, I don't know, that's really hard. They asked the question when I was filling in the application form, how do you describe yourself in three words? I think I just put no. I don't know really. Yeah, I really don't know how to describe myself because I'm a lot of different things and I never can quite put my finger on my own personality. It's quite hard to describe my own self. I think it's probably best left up to other people. Yeah, I'm just really interested in performance. I don't really know what to say about myself.
How did you feel when you first found out you got a place?
Excited, but I don't know, it wasn't a shock, but it was just really, it was quite overwhelming, thinking that I was going to have to come up here and actually come up here and stay here. But it's been a really nice week. We've been here all week.
And has your experience around the event so far been a good one?
Yeah, all the people are really nice. I've had quite a few phone calls from everyone telling me the times and whether I was still coming and if I needed anything extra and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and everyone's just been really kind and the facilities are amazing. In the middle of Trafalgar Square, it's this building. We just come and sit. It's been really good.
So is there anything else you'd like to add just for the record before going up?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.